Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by co-owner of Spotlight Costume and Design, Amy Ng. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It seemed like the perfect time. We're getting into spooky season.
That's right.
And what better thing to talk about than some amazing costumes available at Spotlight? So a little bit of background on it. Where did you and Anthony get the idea? Anthony Hurd, who's your co-owner. Where did y'all get the idea?
Well, we were just always interested in theater. And I mean, I've always loved the theater. I haven't been in it, but I'm an avid audience member, you know.
Relatable.
Just supporter of the arts in any way I can. And Anthony's done everything. He's done it all. Dancer, you know, artist, you know, seems all this sort of thing. So we actually met through, I used to just have a big themed party at my house every year. And then he helped me with that. And then I started to see how talented he was. And we talked about opening a shop and then we did it. And we did that right before COVID. So it wasn't the best timing, but
yeah, that seems to be a common, several people I've talked to recently opened, you know, 2019 or very yes. early 2020. And it's just, yeah. Ooh, if you knew then, but you know now.
I know. So that was, you know, a bit hard, but we made it through that. And now we're just, you know, full steam ahead. So
I was going to say, you didn't just make it through. You guys actually ended up thriving because you started off in the smaller location on Jackson. And now you're in a much bigger location on Jackson that you are bursting at the seams.
We are. We have so much inventory. We have a lot of different costume shops incorporated into us now. Because what happened is a lot of these shops opened, it seems like, in the 80s and 90s. So those people are retiring. Also, some people like... we really love Performance Studios in Nashville. And that's who we modeled ourselves after. And they did not make it through because of COVID. So anyway, we bought a lot of costumes. Of course, Anthony and crew, you know, many, many people have made lots of beautiful costumes throughout the years now. And so, yeah, we have a lot of things.
One of my favorites was I got to try on. Never actually ended up doing anything with it, unfortunately. but the... Three Sanderson sister.
Oh yeah,
Storybook time, and hopefully this year we make that happen because those costumes are just incredible.
They worked on those for a long time,
probably too long for them to not get used. I feel bad, but I'm sure someone will come in and rent those for Halloween this year.
Oh yes, and we even had another set that went out. But yes, those are very popular. They probably will be for some years to come.
I would think because it's like. Everything, there's so much detail, and it's not like what you can go buy on Amazon for $30 or actually Amazon for $70, and
yes.
The quality is terrible. So
yeah, that's what I wanted to do is to just stop the cycle. It's so wasteful. Like you order something and then it comes and it's just that thin material and then you wear it one night and then you store it and then you give it away. It's just, you know, the whole thing is just very wasteful. So I feel like people really didn't get it the first few Halloweens we were open. But now they really, the last few Halloweens have been great because people are like, why wouldn't you rent a high quality costume just for one night? And then, you know, I mean, you have a weekly rental, but you're wearing it for one night, bring it back to us and we clean it, we take care of it. And we had so many costume contest winners last year too. I need to start a wall of fame because I mean,
you really
there were a lot.
That would be so much fun. I love that idea.
Yeah.
And I know just some of the choices you have, like, if you go in the shop, like just walking down the aisles, which are just crammed and packed, and what are you going to find? But it's like, it's everything from like themed by occupation, by era, not even decade, but like y'all have stuff from like biblical times.
Yes, so we started with the beginning of time. So we have cavemen and biblical things and Flintstone and on through. I mean, we have several beautiful Renaissance things, Victorian things. Bridgerton type things.
So. Ooh, that's intriguing. Because I mean, honestly, like I would rent that just for like a random Saturday and be like, I'm Jane Austen.
Yes.
We'll be right back on The Scene with more with Amy Ng from Spotlight Costumes. Welcome back to the scene, and I am joined today by Amy Ng, the amazing proprietor of Spotlight Costume and Design, along with Anthony Hurd. So we talked a little bit about some of the costumes you have available and running for Halloween and things like that. But one of the things y'all do a lot of is costuming for productions, whether at the local schools, CPAC, and even some in Mississippi. Is that right?
Yeah. So we love to rent costumes for the public. But really our main thing that we do is are the different theaters. So right now we're working on a big show, My Fair Lady for Jackson Prep in Jackson, Mississippi. So,
that'll be a fun, that's got to be some fun costumes.
Well, I tell you, Anthony and Billy George and Holly Arms, anyway, they've been making these beautiful dresses. I love to be around talented people. I can't sew myself, but they are making some beautiful things, and I'm just so proud to be a part of it, really. But yeah, we've got that coming up. We've got Legally Blonde at Upperman High School.
Ooh, I didn't know that's what they were doing.
Yeah, they're going to do it in December, which I think is great because all the shows are in the spring and sometimes you can't go to all of them. Yeah. You know? And so she's actually, they're having theirs early this year. I'm trying to think of what else we're doing in the
Newsies
spring. There's Newsies at Prescott. Yep. Yeah. And then Cookeville High School is doing Les Mis. It's the 10th anniversary of when they did it before.
Oh, so. That's fun.
But actually, before the high school, we are actually going to also costume Les Mis for Smith County and Carthage. They are doing Les Mis as well.
Oh, quite popular this year, apparently.
Yeah. So, and those are just a few of the shows. We have many more. I've gotten in touch with a lot of the community theaters in Nashville and even Knoxville and Columbia. So, because we're like one of the last stores standing that do this type of thing. So that the more I really want our ripple to grow, and it seems to be growing. So I'm really excited about that.
I love that. What's one of the most fun things about doing the costuming for productions like this?
Gosh, I guess it can be so stressful too, you know, when you're right in the middle of it and you're thinking like,
I've been in the shop while you guys are getting ready.
Well, when you're like, I need 40 of whatever, you know, it's a big number these days because the cast in a lot of the middle schools and high schools are huge. They're like 90 kids or something sometimes. And that's a lot to costume and think about and keep straight, you know, but we just got some really talented people. Roanne Dwyer does a lot of work for us. Mary Frank, Dana Smith. We have, you know, people that contract out for us, and you know, and Anthony's very talented, so I'm just proud to be a part of it all, really. And we've learned a lot over the years, of course, you know, with each show we learn something else, and I'm learning the business side of things. I haven't been a business person, but you have to do that, even in an artsy sort of.
That's always such a challenge.
Business.
Like, even me, like, starting up my photography business, my background is I work with small businesses. I work with entrepreneurs in my full-time job on a daily basis. Mm. But when I was doing it myself, I'm like, what do I do? I'm going to screw something up with taxes and end up in like minimum security federal prison. And
that's
just
what,
like,
I always say. I know.
Oh, okay. We're the same person.
Yes.
And it's just like, my friends and like the people at Biz Foundry and stuff would like sit me down and be like, Andrea, you make like $2,000 a year with this. You're not going to prison. Even if you mess it up real bad.
Yes, yes. So, my husband's helped me with the business side of things. But I just really believe that what we're doing is so needed. And I think that, you know, the end result is just so beautiful. So one of our best shows we worked on was, favorite ones to look back on is Cookeville High School did Hunchback, but we started working on that in fall of 2019. Well, then COVID happened. So we were working on those costumes for like 2 years.
I bet they were real detailed.
They were very detailed. And we were so glad to see that show finally on stage. And, you know, that was probably one of our first big shows we did. And I just think it was beautiful. So,
and I can imagine like seeing those kids like try their costumes on for fittings and stuff.
Yes.
And just like see them suddenly realize, oh, I am this character.
Yes.
That's got to be really cool.
Yeah. And that's it. And I think they really appreciate it too. Like even some of the younger kids will just, you know, just be so appreciative and in awe of their costume and really take care of it. And anyway, that's what I love.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Amy Ng. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today with Amy Ng of Spotlight Costume, which she runs with co-owner Anthony Hurd. So what is one of the more challenging things when it comes to costuming for a show? Obviously, I know you guys get very, very busy, especially like spring is like show season.
Yes, spring
is so busy.
But
beyond that, and I know you mentioned like having to find like 40 of one item or something.
Yes, that's a little challenging. Also, I mean, people are very different sizes. So yeah. Even if you have an entire show and you think, yes, we're set, like, and somebody calls and you say, yes, I have that show, you know, maybe that people are completely different sizes, or maybe that they're double cast and, you know, the person playing the same role is, or the people are very different sizes. So, I mean, that's always a challenge. So,
yeah. Speaking as someone who fits into the plus size demographic, trying to find costumes anywhere, even online, like for the longest time, my options were always like nun or sexy opera singer or like nurse or cop or something like that. Like there was not, or a pirate wench. Like it was,
yes.
Like they think like if you're plus size, you want to be in a tent or just put it all out there for everybody. And so one of the things I appreciate about y'all is if you go in there, you don't necessarily have the hugest selection, but you have one, which.
Yes. And we're like, always trying to add to
yes,
that.
I know. I've donated things myself.
Yeah. We're constantly trying to get the really small sizes or, you know, the plus sizes. One thing we run into, especially with high school boys, is they are so tall and thin. Oh, yeah. Like you have big and tall, but we keep saying like if someone in this town wanted to open up a tall and skinny store, they would make a ton of money. Because that's always a challenge as well. So
I didn't even think of that, but that does make sense. Because I mean, working on a college campus, I see these 6'3" kids come in, and I'm like, sir, you are the size of my forearm.
I know. And then they're so thin. Yes. So.
And especially in high school, because that's really when they've shot up. And
yeah.
Oh, that's fun, though. But I do like that the store tries to be a lot more inclusive than a lot of other places. Like you can't go into Party City and find that.
Yes. Yeah. We are definitely, you know, like we're constantly adding to our inventory things we find or make, or, and we're trying to make things adjustable, you know, wherever we can, like different skirts to add things where you can adjust it and things like that. So
that makes sense. I was going to say like the advantage of having Anthony, who's so, so talented, and I wish he had been able to join us today, but he didn't want to. Let's be real. We know him.
Yes.
He doesn't want to be interviewed. He's just the talent.
That's right. The elusive talent. Yes.
But I mean, he's so talented and so great. Like I remember going in for fittings for one of, I don't even remember which I was playing, but it was just like, I felt so comfortable and welcome in there. And that,
I mean, people
living in a bigger body, that's not always something you have when you go to get fitted for clothing.
Yes. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, we love to have people, you know, have a great experience, and we hope to be accommodating for everyone.
And it's just so fun being able to like roam the aisles and just find cool stuff and like, where did this even come from? And like, some things just like, I swear, like, they came from, like, a vampire or something, because they just seem, like, so authentic for the time period. I mean, as far as my knowledge goes, because let's be real, I'm not exactly a history fashion expert.
Well, yeah, and that's where Anthony is, because I'll say, what about this? This is cute. And he'll say, no, it's not the right era. So, yeah, he's definitely the expert. But, yeah, we don't have any, we decided not to do the package costumes, because there are so many other alternatives for that. So we just decided to focus on the authentic, you know, genuine, real, pretty costume. So,
and I love it. And it, like you said, it makes so much more sense to rent and reuse and not waste all that money. So,
yes.
Where can people find you? What are your hours?
Okay, well, right now we're open Tuesdays through Fridays from 1 to 6. And I know that that will change the closer we get to Halloween. So if you want to follow us on Facebook, we're on Facebook and Instagram, Spotlight Costumes, Props and Events, I think is what it's under. And we're at 880 West Jackson Street, Suite H as in hello. So
go in, check it out, and, figure out what you're going to be for Halloween this year, or maybe just on a random Saturday in the park. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.